הנני מצווה שתתחילו בכל מאמצי כוחכם לאהוב איש את חברו כמו את עצמו ולהצטער בצרת חברו.
I trust you to keep your commitment to devotedly observe every utterance I utter in Torah and Mitzvot. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might, to ache with the friends' pains and rejoice with the friends' joys as much as possible. I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest. By Bala Sulam, letter number 49.
איתנו היום בתורנות פתח תקווה, עשירייה 12.
With us today on duty are 10 number 12 from פתח תקווה, Australasia, 10 number 2 from Peter, Lithuania, and we are the Netanya 10. A workshop question. Everyone holding hands with each other and sharing. Why are we happy to be with the friends right now? Again, we're holding each other and sharing. Why is each and every one of us happy to be with the friends right now?
Two orphan hands, man.
אני מאוד שמח. אני מאוד כי זה כבר ממש
I'm very happy because
בחוויה
it's already embedded in our experience that life is in prayer. And the prayer is only for the friends. And when you're alone, you're just dead. When you're with the friends, there's room for creating a prayer, and then life awakens in us. So thank you for coming.
Hold me, Yuda. I'm really happy to be here with the friends. Why am I happy? First of all, it's the Creator's desire, so I'm happy about that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be together. and I wouldn't have to be happy. So first of all, I'm happy about that. Except for that, I don't know, it's easy to be happy in such a state because it's the highest place we can be. Our day is made of many, many parts which seemingly don't connect to each other. But specifically this time is the highest, most exalted place we have in life. We don't have another place, time, society or situation which is more exalted, more aimed correctly, has more purpose. It's really the best stage in our life is this stage. So, I don't know what else I can say here.
I'm happy to be here. First of all, I actually had the opportunity to think about it this morning, about, you know, the privilege that we have that the Creator wakes you up and brings you back to this environment where you have people who want to discover Him and give you all the conditions for this to happen. And that's what we need to be happy about, that you're being taken back to all the means, that if you use them, if you take part of them correctly, then what needs to happen will happen, as long as you're in prayer and submitting yourself to it.
Another question. How can each one feel the happiness of the friend on his right for coming to connect in the morning lesson? Again, how can each friend feel the happiness of the friend on his right for coming to connect in the morning lesson?
Every moment, as everyone is coming one by one, joyfulness erupts within and gratitude to the Creator for waking you up and bringing you to this opportunity to contact Him. It's the loftiest and greatest desires in the world to connect those points of the collective soul, Adam HaRishon.
Yaniv Tshuva is so happy for coming to the morning lesson. He's so happy. Every lesson you can see that, but today, for sure, he feels it's the Creator's action that woke him up out of bed, evoked such a special desire in him that revives him every day anew. He brought him to the lesson to be here together with the friends, to realize this opportunity as to be a servant of the Lord. And that's it. He's really, really happy.
Erez is happy because the morning lesson is the primary time for him to do the action that he knows how to do best, which is to pray for the friends, to make the action of bestowal, and he has the opportunity here to be within the ten and swim in that and enjoy that.
Avi is happy to be here today because this is a very special occasion for him. He's making a lot of efforts to be here. And when he comes, he's rewarded with all the worlds because as the magnitude of the exertion, so is the reward.
Akoka is never happy, but his point in the heart is always jumping out because he knows that he came to draw more light that reforms, and you can see that this makes him happy.
Yuda is happy, just like all the other friends here, I think. because he has this privilege to make the Creator happy, because the Creator is really, really fine with him coming to the lesson. And Yehuda is happy because he made the Creator happy. So the Creator did it all. He woke us up. He brought us here. He's happy about us being here. So it turns out the circle is closed. We're going to try to give him contentment by that.
Feels how we're filled with how our tzvi is, fear is filled with pride and joyfulness, and as he was awarded being in connection with the group and everyone, and he can barely withhold that excitement on his face. Thank you, Leo.
Yaniv was already happy as much as he can in this world, but now he's happy because he has an opportunity to bestow.
דבק ליבנו במצוותיך ויחד לבבינו אהבה ליראה את שמך ולא נבוש ולא נתקלם ולא ניכשל Leona Vae. Mine,